Well, there is news to report regarding the pandemic. The Omicron variant of COVID-19, the latest variant, has so far caused mostly mild symptoms of COVID-19 in the U.S., that according to the Wall Street Journal. Well, joining me today to discuss the latest news in healthcare is Brad Hahn. He's a lawyer, co-founder, and CEO of Solidarity HealthShare, a nonprofit healthcare sharing ministry faithful to the moral teachings of the Catholic Church. Solidarity HealthShare offers an ethical, affordable alternative to traditional health insurance. Good morning, Brad. Thanks so much for your time today.
Yes, thank you. Good morning.
Well, it does seem like this might be some good news. Tell us more about what we know about the new Omicron variant and really the mild symptoms that it seems to be producing.
Well, it's just that it seems like that this is the one to get. It's just to get it, you know, if you want to say kind of facetiously, because it's still being reported as very mild symptoms like a cough, fatigue, congestion, and a runny nose. And it does look like it's more transmissible, you know, versus, but it's still affecting a lot of people that have already been vaccinated. And so it looks like to me, and talking to some of the doctor friends and the epidemiologists that I know, is that it looks like we're getting ahead of this virus, you know, through the vaccines and through all of the spread now of this, because it's starting to taper off in its virility, taper off in its severity. And and worldwide, you know, we're getting a handle on this, you know, and so we've been arranging a lot of, you know, in-home visits with doctors and such, just to make sure people get the treatment that they need for the coronavirus.
Brad, I think last time you and I spoke, you had mentioned that it was early intervention. That's the important thing. And Solidarity HealthShare, well, people are able to get just on their phone doing telehealth. How does that work for them?
Yeah, that's where we've been really linking up with telehealth really well. And so so what happens is, so you don't have to drag your whole family into urgent care, because if you're sick, and especially with this COVID-19, you don't want to go into an emergency room or a urgent care, because you never know what's going to be sitting there. And so we can actually diagnose this now from the home and kind of determine what the best course of action is. Of course, the doctors do that, not me, of course. You know, but it's been really, really worthwhile having this telehealth. And fortunately, we've had telehealth for our Solidarity members, you know, over 3 years now. You know, and telehealth really was increased in popularity. And it was nice that we were ahead of the game so we could help our families get the treatment they needed during this pandemic.
Well, Brad, a new kind of COVID vaccine is about to be rolled out around the world. Now, it's not going to be replacing the vaccines that are currently available, but as you said, it could make a real difference in the course of the pandemic. Tell us more about the Novavax vaccine.
Yeah, the Novavax vaccine, this is what most of the Catholic doctors are waiting for. It's a traditional delivery model, traditional to the flu shot, where they just take a part of the COVID-19 virus, you know, and they inject a tiny portion of that virus into your body. And then your body builds a natural immunity, which is very traditionally to what the flu shot is like. And that's what most of the doctors now are excited to see. And the preliminary studies that the research that we've seen is that the side effects are very minimal. And the moral side of things, there was no fetal stem cell lines that were done in the production or the development of this type of shot, which has been nice. But all COVID-19 vaccines are going to be problematic morally and ethically, because they are using aborted fetal stem cell tissues to test the vaccines. So pretty much all vaccines are going to be tainted in some degree, but this is really the least amount of taint from a moral and ethical perspective. And so what's happening now is this Novavax vaccine, it has been approved in the Philippines and Indonesia, and it's been submitted to the European Union, which they're thinking they're going to get this thing approved in another couple weeks, European Union. It has not yet been submitted to the FDA, but it looks like they're going to be submitted to the FDA for approval in the next few weeks.
Brad Hahn is joining me this morning. He is the co-founder and CEO of Solidarity HealthShare. Brad is joining us every month to talk about the latest news in healthcare. Well, Brad, Solidarity has some exciting news. You have recently announced a new partnership to help your members save significantly on prescription drugs. Tell us the details.
Yeah, it's been a real blessing. We've been looking for a pharmacy solution for our members in a transparent type of way. Because as you know, we don't really know what medical care costs in this country, and we try to fight for that on behalf of our members. It's even worse in the drugs. And so we have a rolled out a program where we can get some really great price on pharmaceuticals, drugs for our members at over 65,000 pharmacies nationwide. And so it works on a co-share system. And so I'll just give you an example. I went to pick up some antibiotics a few weeks ago, and normally that was costing me about, you know, 20-some dollars. I was able to pick those up for $2. Mm. And so my co-share was $2, and Solidarity ended up paying about another $8 for that. But it was still well within what we were paying cash or out of pocket to begin with. So what's also a blessing about this, Brenda, is there's in the pharmaceutical industries, there's a thing called a pharmacy benefit manager. They're usually the go-between between the pharmaceutical companies and the health insurance plan or the companies that they serve. Well, what we ended up doing is, and that's where all the I don't want to say fraud takes place, but that's where all the money takes place. So these pharmacy benefit managers go get rebates from selling a certain amount of, product, from the pharmaceutical companies down to the companies or the insurance companies. And that's where they pocket a lot of the money. And Congress and a lot of states are looking at how to curb that. What we did is we partnered with a company called Drexy, and they've created a new model for us where a lot of those rebates that you would see that would go to some kind of third party for-profit entity, that money ends up going back to our members to increase sharing and helping our members with their sharing dollars. So we're able to create a new system out of this chaos that's really a pass-through, that's transparent, and it really is going to save our members a tremendous amount of money in the long run.
Well, that is great news for your members. And I think that's great news for people who are considering making a change in their traditional health insurance. Brad, where are our listeners going to be able to find out information about joining Solidarity HealthShare?
Yeah, they can reach us online at 844-313-4999. That's 844-313-4999. Or they can reach us online at solidarityhealthshare.org. That's solidarityhealthshare.org.
Oh, sounds good. Well, Brad, I sure appreciate your time today. For you and everyone there at Solidarity HealthShare, we just want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We'll talk to you again in January.
Yes, thank you, Brenda. God bless. Have a blessed Advent and a wonderful Christmas.
Ah, thank you so much. God bless you too. And again, that is Brad Hahn, the CEO of Solidarity HealthShare. I will be sure to add that link where you can get straight to the website that Brad had mentioned. You're going to find that link on the podcast of this interview on the Hail Mary Media app or our webpage, materdayradio.com.